When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you think we insult each other on the air for fun, you ought to hear it between the breaks.
Yeah, Dan had a very miserable break, I can tell you that.
He did, really. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. I'm usually a decent enough guy. He's Andy Baskin. He's usually a decent enough guy.
Depends on the day.
You're both awful.
And this is Dan Menigan, who thinks we both stink.
Insufferable is the word I would use.
That's fair.
Dan just said, I said something to him. I'm gonna go ahead and throw him into the bus.
And go for it.
Dan said, run your own damn show. Just get me to 242 so I can go watch baseball. And ladies and gentlemen, at 1:59, we'll look at each other and say, and that's a show.
And see you
in
later.
In honor of our friend Chris. Dominic is in East Rochester. Hello, Dominic.
What's up, Dominic?
Hi, guys. You know, I didn't call yesterday because I just didn't know what I was feeling yesterday. I didn't know if I was angry, if I was upset, if I was disgusted. I just didn't know.
Did you figure it out, Dominic? What are you?
I'm embarrassed.
I like that. Good adjective.
I am embarrassed to be a Browns fan right now. I am. You know, and I've never changed teams. I don't intend to change teams, but they're really, really testing me. Do you know how difficult it is to hear you say, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but to hear you say we are not a football team? You know how hard that is on the ears that we are not a football team? And, you know, I know that everybody's been saying that Watson played better, okay? Well, that may be, because maybe he couldn't play any worse. But for nothing else, of course, I think you mentioned it yesterday. When we missed the extra point, you knew that it was going to be trouble, right? One of you said that.
Well, you knew you were going to be chasing.
You're chasing a point, yeah.
You're going to be chasing a point. Okay, now the thing with Watson is, as the quarterback, did we have three opportunities yet in that game to score a touchdown? Am I right about that? Three, not one, not two, but three chances.
In the fourth quarter to try and win the game? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
back-to-back weeks.
I'm sorry. I hate to put a price tag on it. No, not really, because I'm going to put a price tag on it.
Go ahead, Dominic.
For $240 million, I want more.
30.
Really, for $240 million, you know, give me a little more.
30.
I know the ball hit. I don't know what's wrong with Cooper. I don't know what planet Cooper's on. That's a whole other ball game. But, you know, I don't care. You know, Watson, listen, get it done. They were playing a team that stinks. Stinks
without its two best players, Dominic.
Washington. Well, I understand.
But no, I don't mean the Browns. The Raiders didn't have their two best players.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They didn't have their two best players. So, you know, again, the only word that I can come up with right now is just, you know, I'm embarrassed, and this is supposed to be entertainment, right? And it's just not entertaining. It's not entertaining at all. It's torture.
Dominic, thank you very much. Chuck's in a car, driving around town.
Chuck, how are you?
Hopefully Chuck's entertained.
How'd you know that I was driving around town?
We're all knowing.
And it says Chuck in a car.
You told Hody?
Yeah.
So I want to talk to Jeff because I'm afraid of Andy right now.
That's okay. I'm okay.
Welcome to our life, Chuck.
I had a commercial break to simmer down.
I totally agree. I mean, how do you take a sack on that last play? He looked left for Cooper and didn't look anywhere else. And I've watched that play a few times, and Judy opened. in the middle. Not to mention whoever that tight end is, 88, that was running at a flag, but he would have had Jerry Jeudy over the middle had he looked. So I'm as disgusted as you are, Andy. Lifetime Browns fan, I feel like we got strapped with the $250 million man. I know, 230.
Thank you, Chuck.
To me. You know, what they're doing with the city, asking people us to fund them a new stadium, those people have a lot of nerve. And I'm kind of disgusted with them right now. That's all I got to say.
Chuck, thank you very much.
I think I was waiting for that phone call.
Were you?
Yeah, I was waiting for one. If the team's playing bad, how is that going to affect where they play in the future? Again, I look
you
at
you don't have a bingo card going today, do
no,
you?
No, I don't have one. I can separate the two because I want more than 15 events in a building. Right. It doesn't matter who's playing in it.
All right, good. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Hello, Cool Ray.
What's up, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's time to get real and real fun. Right?
Get real.
Let's do it.
So, let's get real. Let's stop talking about how much Deshaun Watson made compared to what's going on here, because everybody keep dancing around it. Like, I've been saying it for years, and I've been right for years. This is not a player issue. This is a coaching issue. When you're talking about we don't look like a football team, we're talking about this team is not ready. We're talking about all these things. They're not coming in. They look unmotivated. They look like we lost the team. This is all coaching. Now, yes, can Deshaun Watson play better? But people, that if Deshaun Watson went to a different team, he'd be the same guy under a different system looking better. Look at Baker Mayfield. Just look at Baker Mayfield. Same coach. Same player, right? Different coach, looking better.
Wait, like much seventh better. Offensive coordinator, though.
Can I also throw out Baker played good football here under Kevin Stefanski?
But not good enough to keep, right?
Not good enough to invest the amount of money in at the time. They thought they wanted an upgrade. I can't disagree with them. And Deshaun Watson in Houston is an upgrade over what we saw from Baker.
And let me throw one other thing at you, Cool Ray, because you know I like Baker Mayfield, but in the end, Baker was the one that told the Browns he didn't want to be here. Remember, Deshaun said he wasn't coming.
Valid point.
And then Baker said, "I don't want to be here anymore." So that's kind of you know.
So my thing is this: Do Browns fans understand this? If the Browns go 51%, that puts them at 7-6. We're out the playoffs. Right now, at 7-6, we're out of the playoffs.
You mean the rest of the way?
The rest of the way. If the Browns go 51%, because we got 13 games left, correct? So 7-6, we're still out the playoffs. That puts us at 8-9.
Let me give you a stat, Cool Ray. You ready? Since 1966, and this is according to ESPN, 403 NFL teams have started the season with 3 losses in their first 4 games. In other words, 1-3, like the Browns are right now. Mm-hmm. Of those 403 teams, 25 of them made the playoffs.
And can we say back in the day when football was football and it was harder, you know, and people were getting hard? We got more soft injuries right now, non-contact lower injuries than we've ever had. So we're not guaranteed from 1 week to next week who's going to really play. So when I say this is a coaching issue, this is a coaching issue.
Let me ask you one tiny question. If they only played one quarter of football, right, and they only played the first quarter, and you turn the TV off, would you think it was coaching then? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because for some reason they can execute, and they don't play 4 quarters. That's the problem. Like, I think there's coaching there. It's hard for me to argue and say there isn't coaching there in the first quarter. Those first drives are well executed. I mean, they look awesome. Why? Again, I ask you.
So, Andy,
what's wrong with this team if they can't play 4 quarters?
What you're telling me is Paul DePodesta can really put together an opening drive?
No, it's straight AI. It's straight AI. I think what they're doing now is they're just putting predicted plays into AI, and whatever the AI spits out, they're doing. Is that what it is?
So Kevin Stefanski's calling a play, and you just have Hal from 2001 going, "I can't let you do
that,
Kevin."
No, it's the crazy generic voice that I hear on all these Instagram reads.
you know, the guy that talks like this, and he says the Cleveland Browns record in 1966 was 9-5, which was their worst record, and it tries to do inflection when it shouldn't. In 62. The only reason I was looking that up, Jeff, is because you were talking about those percentages. So it didn't matter if it was based on a 14-game season, a 16-game season, or a 17-game season.
I can't
reading the stat. It was 1966, so obviously, you know, they weren't playing 17-game seasons.
No, but I think the percentage-wise, I thought I read yesterday 17% is where they're at right now with a 1-3 start. I don't know what that means.
Three teams have started with three losses in their first four games, according to Espen, and 25 of them made the playoffs. Includes the team that won the Super Bowl, the Patriots, in 2001. They had some things working in their favor, however. Paul is in Eastlake. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning to you, my friend.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, I hope I can come on and be a voice of reason and optimism and sanity.
I'm not feeling it so far, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, looking forward, I know that the Browns have a situation that the fans aren't happy with, but there is not to change the subject too much, but look, we got a baseball team ready to go to the playoffs, fans. So
hey, we're going
to
talk about that in a little bit, Paul. You got a Browns thought for us?
Well,
and do you have a brother in Kent or Akron?
A brother in Akron or Kent? No.
Okay.
But the situation with Deshaun will not be fixed. I don't think. It is what it is. And the caller mentioned Deshaun not looking around for receivers. Judy was wide open. I saw that. Maybe from his perspective on the field, he couldn't see it. I don't know.
All right, Paul, thank you very much.
I think they all spin the wheel at Rays.
Andy,
all those callers, they all sound the same.
How do we have multiple guys who call the show and sound like this?
I'm believing it's the same person, though.
I'm not sure.
Even though it was at one point believed to be someone that we work with here at the station.
Hody could actually look at the phone numbers of the people who call, and he could probably tell us if he were actually paying attention.
Hi, how you doing? Frank and Kent today.
Check those phone numbers moving forward, Hody.
You do realize they can
They're always
the
under
ID.
Anonymous. Yeah. That's another thing.
It doesn't matter.
2 hours and 40 minutes till baseball starts. Let's go.
And Tom Withers, just 5 minutes away, next on Baskin and Phelps.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.